coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is brought to you by DeBloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From home to business, DeBloy Electric offers repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, and heat pumps. No job is too big or too small for their fully trained, licensed technicians. Visit DeBloyElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. I have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the founder and executive director for Healthy Homeworks, Amy Smith. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Excellent. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. And Healthy Homeworks community education and outreach manager, Julia Harper. Good morning.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Our listening audience should know that Julia and I go way back. We go back to the early 2010s when we used to work at the Dempsey Center /Challenge together. Julia also convinced me to bring stand-up comedy into Baxter Brewing while she was working there. And I was like, Julia, it's not going to work. And she goes, it'll work. And I'm like, Julia, it's not going to work. And of course, it worked. People still talk about it. And I get those Facebook memories of a jam-packed Baxter Brewing.
Yeah, in front of the lathe.
In front of the lathe.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing. We're going to talk to Amy and Julia all about Healthy Homeworks coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, September 10th. Retiring Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre had his official send-off yesterday afternoon at police headquarters. St. Pierre has been with the department for 33 years, serving the last four as chief. He led the city through the October 25th tragedy and advocated for officer pay increases, along with new equipment and training. A nationwide search is underway for his replacement. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows has once again rejected a request from the Department of Justice for detailed information about voters in Maine. Similar requests were rejected by election officials in New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota. Bellows said, quote, "Federal law under the Constitution doesn't envision that the DOJ can get anything on anybody just because they want it." And the Sun Journal reports that lightning from a weekend thunderstorm struck the steeple of the Center Minot Hill Church at Center Minot Hill Road and Jackson Hill Road. The steeple sustained major damage and the electrical system may have been compromised. The church has no insurance due to its historical nature and the limited resources of the Historical Society. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
She may be on vacation, but we can still bring Sarah back into the show. A mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 70 and a low of 48. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a high of 76 and a low of 50. And even more sunshine on Friday with highs in the low 70s. In sports, Red Sox pitcher Connelly Early made his major league debut last night at 23 years old. All he did was strike out 11 over five shutout innings as the Sox beat the A's 6-0. They'll play again this afternoon at 3:30 in Sacramento. Bates College Volleyball beat Maine Maritime Academy 3-0. Men's soccer shut out the University of New England 4-0. And Bates Women's Soccer will host Thomas College tonight at 7. And field hockey visits Waterville at 7. Central Maine Community College Women's Soccer lost to New Hampshire Technical Institute 3-0. CM Softball will visit UMaine Augusta for a doubleheader tonight with games scheduled for 6 and 8 p.m. And Women's Volleyball will host Great Bay tonight at 6. On the high school scoreboard in field hockey, Levitt and Lawrence played to a 1-1 tie. In boys soccer, Lewiston fell to Camden Hills 5-3. Edward Little shut out Messalonsky 7-0, and Levitt beat Winslow 1-0. In girls soccer, it was Gray New Gloucester falling to Freeport 4-3. Edward Little lost to Messalonsky 3-1, and Poland shut down Saccabee Valley 8-0. That is your news, weather, and sports. And now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping, absolutely sweeping the Twin Cities. You don't look like you believe me, but it is. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. people birthdays.
Aren't you glad you opted to put the headphones on now?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right, great. We are going to start off with director Chris Columbus, who is 67 years old today. He directed Home Alone way back in 1990 and its sequel, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And he also worked on Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams and directed J.K. Rowling's novels, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in 2001 and its sequel, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets in 2002. Any Harry Potter fans here?
100%.
100%. I've never seen a movie or read a book on Harry Potter. And my kids and wife have done it all.
I have nothing to say to you about
it. I'm sorry. I couldn't get into it. Guitarist Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 75 years old today. What a career he has had. Joe was ranked 84th in Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time, so obviously that list is flawed, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a part of Aerosmith in 2001. And finally, singer Jose Feliciano is 80 years old today. He recorded many international hits, including his rendition of The Doors' Light My Fire and his self-penned Christmas song, Feliz Navidad.
All-time favorite.
You knew that, right?
100%.
You were all over it. Those are your FPBs, and now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Thank you, David Lee Roth. Just kidding, that was me. On this day 30 years ago in 1995, Cyndi Lauper won an Emmy Award for her guest appearance on the sitcom Mad About You. 32 years ago on this day in 1993, The X-Files premiered on Fox. It ran for 9 seasons, then returned for 2 movies and 2 more additional seasons. 35 years ago in 1990, Will Smith made his TV debut on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I heard that one slapped. Nothing. All right. Tough crowd. 36 years ago on this day in 1989, Deion Sanders made sports history by becoming the only person to ever hit a home run and score a touchdown in the same week. On September 6th in 89, Deion hit a home run for the New York Yankees. Then 4 days later, on this day, September the 10th, he ran a punt back 68 yards to score a touchdown for the Atlanta Falcons. And finally, 37 years ago, on this day in 1988, Van Halen's When It's Love hit number 5 on the singles chart. Robert Palmer's Simply Irresistible was number 2, and Guns N' Roses hit number 1 with, any guesses? Nope. Sweet Child of Mine. Mm. Oh, also, 86 years ago on this day in 1939, Canada declared war on Germany. Go Canada. Those are your FPBs and OTDs.
Don't miss Central Maine Community College's open house and homecoming weekend on Saturday, September 27th. Whether you're a future Mustang, proud alum, supportive family member, or a community friend, there's something for you. Visit cmcc.edu/homecoming for details and the full schedule.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we will shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Amy Smith and Julia Harper from Healthy Homeworks. Amy, as the founder and executive director, I think we'll start with you with the million-dollar question. What exactly is Healthy Homeworks?
Great question. So we are a nonprofit. We've been around for 9 years. We're located right in downtown Lewiston, and our focus is on creating homeownership opportunities for the people who live and work in the LA area.
And how do you go about doing that?
So we have sort of this three-prong approach. First and foremost is education, helping people understand how to start their journey for home ownership. We also develop starter home inventory that is affordable for people, households who earn between $50,000 and $80,000 a year. And then as we learn from those two efforts, we hope to influence policy so that we can make homeownership and its pathways more widely available across the state.
Why is homeownership so important?
The biggest thing about home ownership is it really is the pathway to generational financial stability. For most people, it's the biggest investment they ever make. And what we've learned from our educational series is building equity sounds good. It's a little bit esoteric. And what people are really looking for is stability. A lot of the people that we work with are longtime renters, and people have had tough experiences where, for example, the building that they live in gets sold and the new owner comes in and wants to change the building or increase the rents, and then they suddenly have to shift gears. And what we've learned is people really, really are looking to just put down roots, have predictable expenses, and let their families flourish in Lewis and Auburn.
Yeah. Julia, you joined Healthy Homeworks in April.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what you do for Healthy Homeworks.
Yeah. I joined in April, and I've been focused primarily on a new educational offering that we are bringing to area employers. We have a 45-minute free program that's available as a lunch and learn or any time of day. We can do it in 30 minutes if needed or up to an hour. It's called Homeownership, Is It Right for You? And it walks people through the difference between renting and owning and the home equity building journey, and gives people questions to evaluate whether or not homeownership is really right for them. And if they have, if they're, you know, the kinds of questions that a mortgage lender is going to be looking for. At the end of that short engaging program, people have the option to continue on learning with two additional free courses that we offer with our partner Community Credit Union. So Community Credit Union is right down the road from us on Pine Street in Lewiston, and they have a hour and a half program that's called Getting Ready Financially that really walks people through in more detail what a mortgage lender is looking for, and it really is a deep dive into credit and kind of what, you know, the mysterious world of credit and how it works and how you can build it. Then after that program, people also walk away with a binder that allows them to like organize all of their paperwork that a mortgage lender will be looking for. And then after that program, for people who are financially on track, we have a 12-hour program, which is the program that Healthy Homeworks has been doing for the longest amount of time, that is called Transitioning from Renting to Owning, that we do on a weekend. And that is something that is really a deep dive into all the concepts that we cover in the shorter program. And it helps people really understand how to maintain their home, how to build a great team to support them throughout the homeownership process, how to evaluate different models of homeownership. And for people who are first generation homeowners, it's an especially great program because they walk out of that course with a certificate that could qualify them for Maine Housing's first generation homeowner mortgage program, which is an incredible offering for folks.
So they're going into this process with a ton of confidence, it sounds like, with the education that you're providing.
Yeah, I think so, especially because we make ourselves available as homeownership coaches to, you know, for follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm. And do you already have employer partners for this program?
We do. We've given this presentation with, I believe, four local employers, everyone from like folks in the restaurant industry to the city to Bates College. So, yeah, and we've gotten really great feedback that it's been a really helpful. So our target range, as Amy was sharing, is folks who per household are making between $50,000 and $80,000. But the information is really great for any first-time home buyer.
Mm-hmm. And did you recently close on a new property?
A couple weeks ago, we sold our final starter home condo. Yeah. So we did a pilot of four units right in downtown Lewiston, where we fully retrofitted a triple-decker and a carriage house out back. We're so pleased to announce that now all four units are owner-occupied. The condo association has been going for about 16 months. We sold our first unit about 16 months ago. And as part of our starter home development, we also set up the condo association and then manage it for the first 2 to 3 years, so that everybody gets off on the right foot with sort of, you know, having best practices, doing the quarterly meetings, managing the budget collaboratively. So these four sets of homeowners are thrilled to be there. And I have to say that one of the great things about homeownership is the amount of care people put into the property when they own it instead of renting. So we've already had the backyard completely dug up and planted with new grass. Somebody built a kayak rack in the backyard. We got one of our folks is very handy, and he built out a corner of the basement into this beautiful woodworking shop. And so people are just really invested and loving knowing that they can put down those kind of roots.
Are the potential owners of these homes doing the work to retrofit them?
No, not at this point.
Okay.
So I'll just take a minute about the retrofits.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
You know, Lewiston has a lot of aging housing stock. Triple deckers are like our jam. You know, we love them. I personally have retrofitted a handful of those. One of the reasons we got involved in this is doing a complete retrofit on a triple decker is a lot of work. It's a lot of risk. You can have a lot of unknown expenses come up. Right. And so what we wanted to do as a nonprofit is just remove all the risk, take on the property and all the responsibility ourselves, perform the level of retrofit that's required in order for it to be converted to a condominium, which is a much higher level than simply getting it ready to rent. Mm-hmm. You know, heating systems, roof, insulation, windows, doors, the whole nine yards. Because if it's not retrofit to that level, then banks won't finance it and insurance companies won't insure it.
Can you explain what retrofit means?
Sure. So a lot of these buildings were built between 1900 and 1935 when things like indoor plumbing and electricity were new. By retrofit, what we mean is bring it up to modern standards 100%. So things like energy efficiency, so building envelope, right? So you've got to make sure that every piece of the building that touches the outdoors is insulated, has really great, you know, high efficiency windows, fire doors, the fire monitoring system, life safety. Just there's a lot of different things that you need to do to these old buildings because the technology and the code requirements simply didn't exist back when they were first built. So we go through soup to nuts. We have our list. We call it the Dirty Dozen because working on these buildings is kind of dirty and gritty and not everybody likes to do it. But we go through this checklist to make sure that we've hit all the big milestones for renovation. Our challenge as a nonprofit is in order to do that level of rehab, you're going to spend more on the building than it's worth on the market. So our typical gap is $50,000. So each unit, we spend $50,000 more than it's worth at the end. There's nothing better than taking a building that has been neglected but has great bones and then just turning it into something that makes people's eyes light up when they walk in. The owners that we have in our current pilot had been looking for 14, 18 months, 2 years. And in their price range, they had been looking more down in the Portland area. In their price range, anything that they could afford needed just a ton of work. And when it needs a lot of work, number one, that's a lot of risk to take on. And number two, it's tricky to finance.
Right.
Right. It's hard to get a loan to both buy it and bring it up to snuff, right? I actually was at the showing when the folks came through for the first time for our first unit, and literally their jaws hit the ground. They couldn't believe how beautiful it was, how it just needed nothing. It was move-in ready. They weren't going to have to worry about any major repairs for 5 to 10 years.
That sounds like incredibly rewarding work.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
How did you get into it?
Another great question. So Healthy Homeworks got into it really because of the pandemic. Previously, back in like 2014, when my husband and I downsized from our typical suburban colonial, we took on a project of retrofitting a triple decker in Portland. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was the general contractor for that. And after about 2 months of work, I just decided this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, is I want to retrofit these buildings. It's so awesome. And they're such beautiful homes when you're done. So I sort of got the bug then and wanted to do more, but was frankly out of money because we ran into all sorts of cost overruns. And so we're looking for a place where we could, where there was a lot of need for housing, where there was a lot of triple deckers, because I'm kind of a one-trick pony, like I do triple deckers. There was Biddeford and Lewiston. And once we sort of started learning about Lewiston and all the challenges with lead paint, unhealthy living conditions, it became clear that was the community that we wanted to invest our time in. Mm-hmm. So in looking at properties in Lewiston, we saw a lot of people sleeping on the floor, bed bugs, lead paint poisoning, and realized that if we really wanted to, you know, quote unquote, invest in Lewiston, we also had to invest in the folks in Lewiston. So we set up Healthy Homeworks in 2016 and started with a Build-A-Bed program. I don't want to go too deep on that, which was this great program where people could build their own beds in 20 hours and in small teams of four. And after the 20 hours, we would go into folks, every student's home, and set up the bed. And it was really great. But when the pandemic hit, we couldn't be in a small space sharing tools with people that didn't know each other from all different households. Right. And at that time, my partner from the start was my daughter, Allie Smith. And she and I sat down and said, okay, what can we continue to do with the community in order to have an impact here? We had worked on the community outreach for the Choice Neighborhood grant, where the city and consultants collected a lot of data around housing and the neighborhood and uncovered this startling statistic that the rate of homeownership in the tree streets is only 4%. So that's 96% rental units, and a healthy urban core has at least 32% homeownership. So we're like, okay, let's figure out how we can move that needle. And we started with education, but then people would graduate and be interested in homeownership, but there was nothing they could afford. So then we decided, okay, in addition to education, let's figure out how we could create affordable housing stock as well. Yeah. And that was like 21, 22. We started the pilot. We started the education in January of 2021 and the pilot that summer.
And you're not from here, are you?
I am originally from Buffalo, New York. Go Bills. Great game.
It was
a great game. Yeah. I should have worn my Josh Allen jersey. But
what did you think of all the fans leaving early?
I was stunned.
Yeah.
Buffalo fans never leave early. Right. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Grew up in Buffalo, which I love, which is another city that is, you know, kind of an underdog city, I would say, and am proud to be from there. But I raised my family here in Maine and moved up to Lewiston in 2020.
Yeah. Julia, what appealed to you most about joining Healthy Homeworks?
I love the work that Healthy Homeworks is doing. I think Amy has an incredible reputation that she's built in all of the community work that she has done since she's come to Lewiston. And I love this community. I was definitely looking for my next opportunity to stay here in Lewiston-Auburn. And I also lived for 12 years in the Tree Street neighborhood and was part of the board and a member owner of Raise Up Housing Cooperative. You know, not only just love this community and have a lot of relationships downtown, and so I was, you know, very excited about the opportunity to continue working downtown, but also have seen the housing challenges and also what can happen when people work together. It's interesting because the condo model is kind of similar to, in a lot of ways, to what Raise Up does, because Raise Up Housing Cooperative has several buildings and we're all part of the larger cooperative, but there are building meetings and people within their buildings get to make decisions about the budget and about how much they want to have their carrying charges be, and or like you could call that rent, but they are homeowners. So basically just like buildings similar to a condo association can work together to make decisions, and it's very democratic. There's so much that can come from that just in terms of building relationships and like achieving efficiencies, addressing issues when they come up, having those relationships. So yeah, I think I had a foundation that I could just understand what Healthy Homeworks is doing and appreciate it.
You're like a mini Amy.
No. Don't put that on me.
I don't know about that.
But I will say one of the reasons I recruited Julia pretty hard, because this is not a job you post on Indeed. You really need somebody who understands the community deeply, loves the community, knows how to communicate effectively and, you know, with the right sort of cultural and emotional sensitivity. So it wasn't going to be just anybody.
Right.
And so we've been super thrilled to have Julia. sort of the energy and the focus that she brings to it have been wonderful. We both know it's really, you can't do these kinds of things as a one-person show because she had that experience, I had that experience. To have two people with complementary skills, enough overlap and complementary, I feel so fortunate.
How did this connection happen?
I think I heard that she was leaving her job, and I'm good friends with Craig Saddlemeyer, who is her husband. We've worked together for a long time.
The award-winning Craig Saddlemeyer.
The award-winning and unparalleled Craig Saddlemeyer. So I actually asked Craig first. I'm like, hey, do you think I could get Julia? And he's like, I don't know. Good luck with that one, you know.
I'm putting a good word, but
yeah,
it's all
exactly,
I can do.
Exactly. But, I mean, I've seen Julia in action in a lot of her different roles and have always respected her. And she's very kind. She's very approachable and, you know, has a lot of trust in the community. And so I did approach her maybe a year ago and just sort of floated it. And then patiently waited, because again, you're not going to hire just anybody. I really needed the right person. Just about the time I was thinking, okay, I probably am not going to get Julia. Like, who else is there? Mm-hmm. And then we connected, and the rest is history.
I'm looking at your August newsletter, and I see a photo in here of you and Julia and a gentleman from Hebert Construction wearing some hard hats. Julia, are you working on these condos as well? You swinging hammers and turning? No.
No.
Oh, nope. Okay.
No, that was actually a tour that Mike gave us, who's a project manager with Heber, the new Wedgwood construction.
Yes.
That is, yeah, a full city block in downtown, the corner, well, between Pine and Walnut. And yeah, that was just they're gorgeous buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that project is incredible, and it is the direct result of the Choice Neighborhood grant. So our office is on one corner of mm-hmm. the development. My home is on the other corner of the development. So we have had a bird's eye view of this whole situation since day one. I just can't say enough about how beautiful the buildings are. The architecture of them, they really worked so hard to mimic the elements, the architectural elements, the size, the bulk of existing buildings in the neighborhood, and it feels like a little neighborhood within a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten over to Wedgwood, it is really beautiful. And just go down Bartlett Street between Pine and Walnut and then hang a right on Walnut, come back up Pierce and around. That photo was taken in what's called the historic Wedgwood Mansion. I was referred to it as the haunted house before it was redone, but they did a full historic rehab on it, including a community room, which is really wonderful. So they're still figuring out how they're going to manage public access to that space. Mm-hmm. The whole project has been amazing. And as a neighbor, those kind of projects can be really disruptive. Super polite, wow. Super professional the whole time.
I mentioned to you before we started the podcast that we produce a podcast for the city of Lewiston called Lewiston Live with City Administrator Brian Kainrath. One of the recurring themes is it seems like Lewiston is ahead of the curve when it comes to housing. Do you agree with that?
I can't speak comparatively because I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm like, my whole focus is on 12 square blocks, the three streets in downtown yeah. Lewiston, so I'm a little bit myopic. I do want to say that the priority and the care with which the city is approaching it is really remarkable. And between Wedgwood and DeWitt, which is the next development along the park, you know, the commitment is huge, also from the Lewiston Housing Authority, to really make sure that we are on top of the production. I also sit on the planning board, so I've seen a lot of the new developments come through, the Martell School. I mean, Nate Libby can give you a full list, but there are something like 400 new rental units under development right now or in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. Include Picker House Loft, Continental Mill. I mean, there's a lot going on, and the city is really, really working hard to encourage as much housing development as possible.
Amy, where did you acquire your skills to retrofit buildings?
So I am daughter number 4 of 5 in my family, and by the time I rolled around, my dad sort of said, this one's mine. I learned woodworking and carpentry skills from a very young age and always just loved it. Yeah. So that was my start. But, you know, I've always, in college, I was a house manager. You know, I've just always loved homes and houses. And it was really that experience redoing the triple decker in Portland that made me understand how much I loved it. And also, like, it's not easy. My background is in technology and project management, financial management, that sort of thing. It's sort of like through that experience, I learned what it took. And once I know how to do things, I really have a hard time not doing them again because it's just fun. Mm-hmm. You make a lot of mistakes. And that was the other piece of this concept of doing full retrofits and us taking on the risk. It's trial by fire. You learn by doing. But by the time you've done four triple deckers, you have a much better feel for for how to do it. And also, who can do the work? Because that's the other piece, is building a great local team of electricians, plumbers, contractors, heat pump vendors, HVAC guys. Like, the other truth is these projects tend to be small, so it can be hard to get commitments from folks because everybody wants to work on new construction or the bigger projects. And so over the years, because we are organized and good to work with and pay on time, we have a pretty loyal stable of folks local, trying to keep everything local. My goal is, hey, if you've worked on this building as an electrician, you know, take the course. And when one of our next condos is available, you could be a homeowner.
I'm just going to guess that the most rewarding part of your work is handing over the set of keys to a new homeowner.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. Equally amazing, though, is handing over the graduation certificate after the 12-hour course, because that's intensive. That's like 3 hours on a Friday night and then all day Saturday. I would say our curriculum is really only half that long. The rest is questions and dialogue and the students talking to each other. It's only ever like 4 to 6 students at a time. And so at the end of it, you know, you have this group of folks that come in curious about it and aspiring to homeownership. And after 12 hours, they really feel like they can do it. And so that also is just super, super rewarding.
Yeah. Julia, could you give us like an overview of the courses and what students are learning?
The 30-minute program is just, it's called Homeownership, Is It Right For You? So it really kind of gives people questions to kind of evaluate their own personal goals and situation, because homeownership isn't right for everyone. And it gives people just like a sense of the equity building journey. And then the 90-minute program is getting ready financially and really understanding more what a mortgage lender is looking for and really understanding credit. They do a soft pull of your credit also and kind of walk you through what that looks like. So it's really helpful, I think, for most people who maybe have never looked at their credit score or it's been a minute. For the 12-hour program, it really goes into the different models of homeownership, everything from a housing cooperative to a single family, multifamily, condos, and it helps you evaluate what might be good for you, helps you create a budget, just looking at your current expenses. You also learn about home maintenance. We have a video that Healthy Homeworks has produced that really kind of walks through all of the different things that you might want to keep in mind, from pest management to,
turning off the water valve on the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. You learn about an auger, how to lots of things. Actually, another component of what I'm doing, just as a side note, is we're translating that video and our 12-hour curriculum into 3 different languages. And so I've been working with interpreters to make that happen, who are a number of them, actually all of them are graduates from our programs, which are amazing. But what was I going to say? Just like I've listened to the video so many times. And have learned a lot of things. And then let's see, back to the 12-hour. So folks also learn about what working with a realtor is like, and how they're kind of the captain of your team. You have to have all kinds of professionals to support you nobody does this alone. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And it also goes into, we go over to our workshop in the Pepperell Mill, and show people like how some basic home management tasks that can save people a lot of money, how to repair a screen, how to change a light fixture. Let's see, what am I forgetting, Amy?
We talk a lot about sort of proactive home maintenance, you know, how to plan and make sure that you're actually protecting this huge investment that you've made. I mean, that's mostly it. I think you've covered it all. Good job.
Amy, what does the future of Healthy Homeworks look like?
Great question again.
Thank
so
you
we,
very much.
We are, so number one, Julia's sort of mission here is to do as much outreach as possible to just help people within the community understand that homeownership is something that they could aspire to if they wish. Because a lot of people households making between 50 and 80 don't even know that it's a possibility for them, right? And so we just want to get the word out, and we decided that the best way to do that is really through employers offering it to employees. So she's done a great job standing up that program. So that's number one, is sort of spread the word, get people excited about it, and then, you know, guide them through the process if they're interested. But the other thing is we are looking to create 20 more starter home units. So, you know, that's like seven triple deckers. That would get you 21 units. And we're looking to do that in the next 2 to 3 years. We're very committed to that. Anybody in the LA sort of workforce is welcome to enroll in the Lunch and Learn and in the 12-hour program. But our housing inventory is limited to the Tree Streets neighborhood. Because, again, back to that 4%, that's the needle that we are really trying to move.
Where can folks go online to learn more about Healthy Homeworks?
Yeah, healthyhomeworks.org.
And they can also sign up for your newsletter there as well.
They can, correct.
Right. Is there anything else about Healthy Homeworks that you would like our listeners to know before we head into our final segment?
I think just the one other piece I want to give a shout out to is our legislative team. They put a bill in front of the last session. In order to talk about that $50,000 gap, it was a bill to create a pilot program where there would be $80,000 per unit available for nonprofits doing what we're doing, and got 100% bipartisan support. It just didn't get funded because of the you know, really competitive budgeting cycle. Watch for that, because it is not our mission to just be the only ones converting triple deckers or older homes into homeownership units. And so we're still really pushing on the policy, because once you can do this and break even or even make a little bit of money doing it, a lot more people will take it on. And we're happy to share all of our experiences and technical knowledge to encourage that as much as possible.
Wonderful. Julia, any parting words?
The last thing I'll say is that the 30-minute program or 30 to 45-minute program that we offer is also available virtually for individuals, that we do once a month. So people can sign up for that on our website if you're interested as an individual. And yeah, just thank you, Mark.
Happy to have you both. Go to healthyhomeworks.org to learn more.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Amy and Julia, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where I'm going to ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as members of our community.
Standing by.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right. We will start with Julia on this one. Julia, tell us about your favorite childhood toy. Do you want a different question?
Yes.
Okay. I can't guarantee it's going to be any easier. If there was a movie made about your life, what would be the one scene that people talked about on the way home?
Oh my God.
Right? A childhood toy is looking pretty good right now, isn't it?
Better you than me, yeah.
Oh, you get the same question.
Oh no. Oh my God.
Amy, you want to go first on that one? Give her time to think.
Can I do the childhood toy?
Okay, sure.
Is it okay that it's a bandsaw?
It sure is.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
How old were you?
9.
Wow.
Don't tell OSHA.
Okay, I won't. I'll edit this.
Yeah.
It's fine. A bandsaw at 9 years old. You still have all your fingers. Look at that.
Pretty good, huh?
Yep. Julia, you can pick between the two if you want, but there are more questions coming.
I was going to say, do I have to do these two?
Oh, my goodness.
It has to be one of these.
All right, Julia, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color. Orange.
All right.
Love yes, that. Great. Love that. I'm repping.
I've got a tougher one for you.
Okay.
You and Amy go to the casino. You lose all your money. And Amy's like, Julia, I want to stay a little longer. Here's $50. Go have some fun. You're at opposite ends of the casino. You win $100,000 with the $50 that Amy gave you. Do you share any of it with her?
Yes, you know I do, Mark. You know I do.
Well, the listeners don't.
Okay.
And how much of that do you share?
I think half is fair.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Would you do the same, Amy?
Absolutely.
Half.
Your luck and my $50, yeah. That's a good split.
We had one guest. We do ask this question often. That's one of my favorites. We did have one guest that said he would reimburse his friend the $50.
That's it.
And go on his merry way. Yes. I lost track of how many questions I've asked, but we're going to end with this one, and we'll start with Amy. Amy, if you had a time machine and you could take one trip, where would you go and why?
A time machine, which goes forwards and backwards.
It's a DeLorean, and once you hit 88, game on.
I don't know. Maybe forwards to take a sneak peek at my kids in 20 years. My kids are in their 30s. Mm-hmm. They're all remarkable humans, and it would be fun to just get a sneak preview and then come back.
Yeah. You're the first guest we've had that would go forward.
Mm.
Julia, where would you go?
So funny that you asked a question about time travel, because I actually hate questions about time travel so much. I can't watch movies about time travel because I get so confused. But if I had to, yeah, I think I would probably, like, related to children, would probably go back when my son was like 8 months old or something, just like so squishy and so fun, and just hang out. But just for like, you know, I don't want to mess with the like the space-time continuum, you know?
It's very, very risky. Yeah. It's very risky.
It's very risky. I wouldn't do it just for that, Mark.
Okay.
You should see his face.
I love how much thought you put into that, too, that you didn't want to mess with the space-time continuum.
I don't.
Even though it's just like a stupid, fun question.
I get very, I don't know what it is about time travel. I'm just like, no.
Okay. Yeah. Don't mess with it.
Although right. Back to the Future is like an all-time favorite series.
I can watch that movie. I can watch that movie. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And just for my own curiosity, we'll end on this one. I lied saying we were going to end on the other one earlier. Julia, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, that is a great question. So I got an answer. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Oh, it's one of my favorites ever. Yeah. It is a perfect song. Yes,
it is.
Well
it
done.
Is. Epic song.
Yes, Amy.
Love that. Billy Joel, For the Longest Time.
Oh, man. Great answers. I'm so glad I ended with that one. All right. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Mark.
And
Mark.
Sharing the great work you are doing with Healthy Homeworks. And again, folks, the website is healthyhomeworks.org. Go there to learn more and be sure to sign up for the newsletter as well. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say, I have bitten my cat.